have been hearing a little bit about asbestos in the news lately, at long last. The Whittenham Closure Bill was passed by WA Parliament, and with asbestos still prevalent in Australia, homes with the cyclone, the recent floods in the east, have also reignited exposure concerns related to a clean-up. It shows no mercy, mesothelioma, and joining me online right now is Dr. Jonathan Chi, a postdoctoral scientist with the National Centre for Asbestos-Related Diseases. Good afternoon to you, Doctor.
Well, good afternoon, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I mean, I'm trying to think how many decades ago that this was all brought to our attention, the mesothelioma.
Yeah, that's right. The mesothelioma has been, because of the asbestos mining and just, you know, how it's been, the history of asbestos mining and use in Australia, it's really part of, sadly, Australia's world leader in asbestos-related deaths. So that's not an area we really want to lead in.
It was probably, 70s or 80s that we were made aware of this dangerous situation with the actual disease, I suppose, starting to show itself.
Yep. So it's although asbestos has been banned for a while, it's just very difficult to remove it from the environment. If you mentioned about the floods over east and how, you know, there are broken buildings, broken walls, ceilings lying everywhere. And, you know, even earlier this year, we heard reports of asbestos being dumped in at the dock beaches in Hillarys. So it really is an ongoing problem from now on, very much into the future. I mean, why it's so dangerous? Because asbestos causes, you know, like you said, more than just mesothelioma, it causes pleural plaques, asbestosis, lung cancer, and the most deadliest, mesothelioma is the deadliest cancer that exposure causes.
Here in Australia, mainly here in Western Australia, I think we grew up with it in asbestos homes, asbestos fencing. So we've all been subjected to it in our lifetime. How is it that some people tend to get the effect of the asbestos, sadly, and others don't?
Yeah, so that's an area that we are researching into. So one of our ANCARD's research is to finding out why some people that are exposed to asbestos do get mesothelioma and others don't. But the important thing to note with mesothelioma is that it's mostly and almost always caused by asbestos exposure. So part of one of our research project wants to find out why is that the reason?
Well, yes, from what I can remember hearing about this quite a while back, because we can't quite remember, can we, when we were made aware of all this, it doesn't take an awful lot of an asbestos shaving to form in your lung and then develop over the years.
Yeah, that's right. So it doesn't the amount of exposure doesn't matter. So even a small amount could cause this deadly cancer as well.
What is the National Centre for Asbestos-Related Diseases? What work is it that you are doing?
So the National Centre for Asbestos-Related Diseases, it's quite a mouthful, so we shorten it to NCARD.
Yeah,
so we are the largest research group, basically, that is dedicated to understanding asbestos-related diseases, and we're trying to improve treatments for people who suffer from them.
Where have you got with that then? What sort of a treatment are you saying? Because what's saying here in the information, 5 years is the normal survival rate of mesothelioma compared with other cancers. It's pretty tragic.
Yeah, so that's right. So unfortunately, the gains in research for mesothelioma, patients with mesothelioma hasn't been great. So in general, right now, a cancer diagnosis for other cancers isn't a death sentence it used to be, but for mesothelioma it's still the gains have not been seen even with chemotherapy. So what's exciting that at NCARD and other groups that we're looking at is a therapy called immunotherapy. So it's really exciting because it can cause long-term tumor shrinkages in other cancers, and more recently a clinical trial held by our group showing that combining chemotherapy and immunotherapy showed that it made tumor shrink in patients with mesothelioma, and for these patients with tumor shrinkages, they live longer and improve quality of life.
That is good to know. Are we talking about patients that have been diagnosed in the early stages that this treatment would work, or would it also be okay or applicable to people that have been diagnosed a little bit way down the line and had progressed?
Yeah, so unfortunately for mesothelioma, approximately the median survival is about 12 months, so whether or not you're diagnosed earlier or later, it's still pretty short, but the treatment is for both.
So, okay, so if you've got advanced or just recognise that you do have it, this particular immunotherapy is starting to work effectively.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that is good. Is it widely used at this stage?
So it is in clinical trials at the moment, and it's been approved for some in the United States for some subtypes of mesothelioma. But yes, ongoing work. There's still ongoing work for immunotherapy and mesothelioma.
Well, that's a little bit more promising than what it's been in the past. We've had a question from one of our listeners, and they're asking, what is the difference between asbestosis and mesothelioma?
So asbestosis is the inflammation in the lung, whereas mesothelioma, it's a cancer, not really in the lung, but in the lining of the lung. So in mesothelioma, the cancer is like a rind on an orange, if you can think about it.
Yeah.
So it just grows around the lung, and it's very hard to treat.
So for people that have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, will it help other people with cancer, as far as the treatment goes?
Yes, it will. So the immunotherapy is being researched in many different cancers. So with the research that we do here at NCARD, the things that we learn will also definitely benefit other cancers as well.
Some of the facts are really very upsetting. Asbestos is the number one occupational cause of cancer worldwide. So
yep, that's right.
Yeah, so other countries are having to experience this dreadful situation as well.
Yes, that's right. So because we know that asbestos is banned, the mining is banned here in Australia and the use is banned here, but in some other countries that might not be the case. Yeah.
But Australia, it says here, has the second highest rate of mesothelioma deaths in the world after the United Kingdom. So that we're pretty high, aren't we?
Yes, and WA is leading, unfortunately.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, the Whitnam situation, that went for years, and so many people grew up with asbestos all around them. Children used to play in it, for goodness sake. And the number of Australians who die each year, 4,152. That's terrible.
It is.
So the future of the treatment, what would you say to people listening at the moment that have a relative or they themselves have been diagnosed? What would be their first step? I mean, they'd get medical advice, I imagine, but can they ask about this new treatment? Can they be part of the trial?
It's best to ask your local oncologist about the work that we're doing.
Yeah.
So definitely just
follow through. So your general practitioner would be aware of this sort of treatment at the moment, you think?
Yes, but it's better to seek a specialist that will.
All right.
Yeah.
And the number of Australians who died in 2020 from the asbestos-related cancer mesothelioma was 766. My goodness, if we saw that number of deaths on the road, we'd be up in arms, wouldn't we?
Yes, that's right.
So you must be happy about the WA government passing down the closure of Whitnam. Well, it was being closed, but I think they're stopping people from going in there.
Yeah, it's good. And I think importantly, as Western Australians, I think we need to learn about the legacy and, how... what has happened, and not to repeat such mistakes, and it's intertwined with our history, but I think moving forward we need to
learn from it, don't we?
Yes,
just before we let you go, you did mention the recent floods, and of course the homes that have been had to pull down, a lot of them would have had asbestos in there, and it's not just in the building, it's sort of in all sorts of areas within a home, isn't it? I mean, how do people now take precaution?
Seek help, especially just to check the history of your home, when it was built. You just want to make sure there's no asbestos material in there before you start drilling in or breaking up the walls.
Yeah, so hard
to do. Just to be careful,
it's very hard to do. Well, you're doing great work, Doctor. Congratulations, and continue to do all your research. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jane.
Thank you, Dr. Jonathan Chi there from the National Centre for Asbestos-Related Diseases. That's horrific, isn't it? Gary Shearson.